halacha is that a sukkah has to be composed of schach and defonos. And there are certain halachas that relate to the schach. I know the Mishnayos in the first parak said that schach has to be made from something that's bidule karka and has to grow from the ground, as opposed to metal, let's say, that doesn't grow from the ground. Secondly, it can't be mekabel tumah. Even things that grow from the ground, they can be fashioned into a kli, then they're mekabel tumah, they're posel for schach. Then the schach can't be mekabel tumah, it has to be gidulei karka, and it has to be tolosh min hakarka as well. It has to be detached from the ground. You can't have a tree overhanging the fonos and serving as schach. That's the rule of schach. When it comes to the fonos, we mentioned that the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis says that everything is kosher for the fonos. That even those items that are posel for schach are still kosher for the fonos. But the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis mentions a halacha which seems to throw that Mishnah Daf Yud Beis into question. Is anything really kosher for the funnels? Let's say I make a sukkah out of a metal structure, a canvas sukkah, a typical canvas sukkah is made with a metal structure, and they put canvas around that structure, and they put schach on top of it. So if I put the schach directly on the metal walls, is that a problem? At first glance, it shouldn't be a problem. The schach is composed of materials that are kosher for schach. The defanos are composed of materials that are kosher for defanos because everything is kosher for defanos. So what could be the problem? There comes the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis and mentions a machlokes tanoim that might give us an insight into why there might be a problem, and it sets us thinking into how to solve that problem. What does the Mishnah say? So if you have a Gemara, look on together with me, please. Hasomech sukoso bekari hamita kshera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer imenu yechol olama b'fnei atzva psula. The Tanakhama says, let's say I take a sukkah and I lean it on the kari hamita, on the bedposts. I have a bed. You know, the beds that they had at the time of the Mishnais, they didn't have just a mattress on top of a box spring. That's it. They had posts. There were posts sticking up from the mita. Some of you might be familiar. In the first parak, the Gemara talk about naklitin, kinofos. There are two poster beds and four poster beds and all the different types of posters that they had. That doesn't mean things that you hang on the wall. That means the posts, right? So they had different posts in the bed. So comes the Mishnah and says, what happens if I lean the schach, I support the schach with kari hamita on the posts of the beds? The Tanakhama says it's kosher. What's the problem? Why would I think it's a problem? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, itaka is a problem. Eino yechola lama bifle. If the sukkah can't stand by itself, then it's going to be posel. Rabbi Yehuda throws a monkey wrench into this sugya, right? He seems to be saying that there are some types of defanos that are going to be posel. Why should they be posel? What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Why should some sukkos bekari amitzu psula? So the Gemara actually has two different interpretations. I hold this on my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Pligi bar Reb Zera v'Reb Abba bar Mama. Chad amar mipnei she'en lo keva v'chad amar mipnei she'mamida v'dover ha'mekabel tuba. Machlokas Amaraim, why Rabbi Yehuda felt that in this case the sukkah is going to be psula. One day is mipnei she'ein lo keva. Ein lo keva. It's not keva. Unclear what that really means. Keva. It's not stable. It's not permanent. It's not. What does that mean? We're going to have to see. But that's one day. Ein lo keva. The other one says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that somas sukkos b'kari amita psula, it can't stand by itself because yamamid b'dover ha'makabal tumah. The mita is mekabelas tuma. It's a kli. It's mekabel tuma. So if you mamid the sukkah, you mamid the funnels, and you mamid the schach. I mean everything. You mamid the whole structure. The gav mekabel tuma. That's going to be a problem. That's a problem. My benayuk, you're going to not shpudin shalbarizel b'sigah chaleim. What's the nafkamina between these two days? Let's say not shpudin shalbarizel. You put shpudin shalbarizel b'sigah chaleim. You put, you know, strong beams of metal, stick them into the ground, you put your schach on top of them. That's the nafkamina between these two sheetahs. Why? If you hold the problem according to Rabbi Yehuda of Samas Sukkos B'Kari Hamita, this is kavua. It's not connected to the bed. It's kavua in the karka. So that's yesh lo keva. There's no shaila that should be kosh. But according to the other Manda Amar, it's going to be a problem. That's the Nafkamina, right? Because here, the Shpudim Shabai, Zel Amakabal Tumah, they're metal, right? And the Amakabal Tumah. So if the problem is then it's going to be possible. If you hold the problem is Enla Keva, this is Keva, then it'll be kosher. If you hold the problem is Mamida B'davar Makabal Tumah, then this is also Mamida B'davar Makabal Tumah is going to be possible. Okay? This is the Gemara, the basic Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Samos Akosu Bakari Hamita is Psula. And there's a Machlokas Amaroyim, what the reason is Enla Keva or Mamida B'davar Makabal Tumah. The Gemara gives you an afkemi. The question is, what are these reasons talking about? They're words here, but what do they mean? Ein lo keva. What does ein lo keva mean? So let's look at Rashi. You have to start with Rashi. So zok Rashi shein lo keva shemital teles al yedei mita. Rabbi Yehuda l'tmi da amar suka diras keva beina. What's the problem of ein lo keva? It's movable. The suka is movable. It's movable because the mita is movable. That's not kavua. It's not kavua. It's not stationary. It's not permanent. It's not solid. Right? It's not a firm structure. So what? Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei says Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, is the Mara d'Shmaitza that Sukkah diras keva be'ina. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah has to be a diras keva. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says, first of all, a Sukkah can be made even l'mala me'esim amma, even taller than 20 amas. First Mishnah on that base. He says, even though you have to make such a structure keva, it's not a problem, because he says diras keva be'ina. Diras keva be'ina means that even if you can't make it Arai, it must be keva because it's so tall. It's still kosher. That's point number one. What's more, Rabbi Huda also says that even if you make it a diras arai, even if you make it a temporary structure, a normal structure, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall, right? 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall. It's not so tall, right? And it's flimsy. It's a diras arai. Rabbi Huda says no. It has a din of diras keva. Rabbi Huda holds first of all that you can make the structure of the sukkah in such a way that it has to be keva, and even if you don't make it in such a way that it has to be keva, it has a din keva associated with it. What's enough nafkamina? That we spoke about this, right? The Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda holds what? The sukkah requires a mezuzah, even though it's only for 7 days, but he holds al pi din, the sukkah is a diras keva. It's a diras keva, it's not a temporary structure, it needs a mezuzah. We pass like the Chachamim, it's a diras arai, and it doesn't need a mezuzah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a diras keva, has a din keva, even if you make it arai, has a din keva, and it requires a mezuzah. So Zog Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda says that Samos Sukoso Bakari Hamita is psula. Why? Because ain't lo keva, suka diras keva be'ina, and it's metaltel al yedei mita, it's movable, so therefore it's going to be possible. This is the first pshat in ain lo keva. Rush. Comes the Rush and Taisvis, and they disagree. The Rosh opens with a kasha. He says, I don't understand how Rashi can interpret Ein Lo Keva the way he does, because there's another Gemara. If you have a Gemara, maybe turn to the Rosh. You can look on with me. I don't know how far people got in the Marmakomas, and it was hard to get here early. So we'll read a little bit together today. Make sure we're all on the same page. This is right at the beginning of Perek Sheni, Siman Aleph in the Rosh. He quotes the Mishnah, he quotes the Gemara, the two different dayas, and then he says, Shein Lokeva Pirish Rashi, like 3 lines into the Gemara in the Rosh there. The second Gemara in the Rosh. Shein Lokeva Pirish Rashi, Shemishnal Telas, Al Yedei Hamitav, Rebbe Hudul, Amid Amr, Sukha Diras Keva Be'in. Good. Frek the Rosh, Vikosha, Lekaman Bishmait in the Pasol, Rebbe Hudul, Sukha Gabi Behema. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel says that according to Rabbi Huda, Sukkah al Gabi Behema is posel. Why is it posel? The Mishnah talks about that it's kosher, but ain't olin la biyomdiv. So the Gemara and Chav Gimel says that's according to Rabbi Meir. Moni Masnis and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need a Sukkah haruuyah l'shiva. Even though you can't go on it on yomdiv, that's not a problem. You don't need a Sukkah haruuyah l'shiva. So therefore, Bachol, you can go onto the Sukkah. But Yomtif, you can't, because you're not allowed to use an Elon, you're not allowed to use a Behema. Rabbi Yehuda, though, holds Chag HaSukkah Stas L'Hashvas Yomim, you need a Sukkah Ru'il L'Shiva. It's not Ru'il L'Shiva, because you can't be Olin L'Bi Yomtif. So the whole thing is possible in Gans. It's not like the Mishnah, that ain't Olin L'Bi Yomtif, but it's kosher and Cholamoy. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's possible in Gans, because it's ain't Ru'il L'Shiva. What's the Rosh's Kash? Rosh says, I don't understand. You told me that any sukkah, go ahead, Michael, sukkah that's movable.
No, because Rabbi Yehuda
should have said Tiras Kavavina. It's movable. It's Agabe Behema. What's it? Is any different than the sukkah Agabe Hamita? It's also movable. The problem is that a movable sukkah is not a diras kava. Rabbi Huda holds every sukkah to be a diras kava. It's a tape of clay. It's not a diras kava. What do I need? I can't go on in a yomtiv, so therefore I can't use it b'chol. That's a very complicated drasha. What do I need a drasha for? Pasha diras kava meina. Says the Rosh, you see that Rabbi Huda doesn't hold that a movable sukkah is possible. That's not a problem with diras kava. It can still be kava, though it's movable. It's not going anywhere. It's on top of the behemoth, but so what? It's not going anywhere. If it's very flimsy, maybe it's a diras arai. It's not kevah. Maybe that sukkah, Rabbi Huda would pass. But just because it's movable, it doesn't make it arai and not kevah. So what's the problem of ein lo kevah, according to Rabbi Huda? It says the Rosh will be Yerushalmi mashma the time of the ein lo kevah if yishein asarat tefachim min amita v'aragag. The Yerushalmi says, you know what ein lo kevah means? It doesn't mean what you think it means. Ein lo kevah means there's no machitza. There's no machitza. Very creative interpretation of ein lo kevah. Yerushalmi says that ein lo kevah means there's no machitza. What makes a machitza? Asarat tefachim. It has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim. So Zokti Yerushalmi, ein lo kevah means you don't have 10 tefachim from the gag to the mita. The mita is the floor of the sukkah. That's where you're going to sit. If there aren't 10 tefachim from the mita until the gag, so then there's no machitza. There's no machitza here. There's no machitza. That's the problem. And the Rosh quotes from the Yerushalmi that they used to put this sukkahs on mitas. So if they used to put the sukkahs on mitas, he says clearly there's no problem of mame b'dav makabel tumah because you're being mame b'dav makabel tumah. The problem was ein lo kevah, and the mitas in the Yerushalmi's case had 10 tefachim between the mita and the gag. That's why they were kosher. The problem of ein lo kevah is if there aren't 10 tefachim between the mita and the gag, because then you don't have a mechitza at all. That's the Rosh's shot in ein lo kevah. Right? Not Rashi that if it's mitaltel then it's a diras arai, it's not diras keva. Rabbi Huda holds it has to be diras keva. No, the problem is not. It's not Rabbi Huda's diras keva shita that's playing a role over here. It's a new idea Rabbi Huda is introducing that there have to be 10 tefachim between the mita and the gag, and if you don't have the 10 tefachim, it's not a mechitza. That's why it's going to be pos. That's the second pshat. The third and final pshat is the Ravid. Ravid's in the midst of a whole discussion in terms of how we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tanakama. We'll get to it. But what does the Ravid say? Hasagas the Ravid on the Balamur, on Daf Yudam and Aleph and Daf Yarif. He says something about both Amorayim, both Lefishein Lakeva and Ma'amida B'Davar Makabel Tumah. What does he say about Ein Lakeva? You know what, let's take the Ravid from the beginning. I mean, it doesn't pay to pick up in the middle. That's a short piece, so let's just look at it. Nira midvarav shahalacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. B'li nira halacha ki divrei chachamim. He's quoting from the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is medayik from the Rif, as we'll see, that the Rif paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because of something the Gemara does. But the Baal Amor says, I don't think so. I think the halacha is like the chachamim. Yochev v'rav halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda paskin like the chachamim. Omer Avraham, so comes the Ravid and says, Marozeh lomer de halacha ke chachamim, velokol asugya kula ke Rabbi Yehuda, v'amaroi torchu lefu sheitaimei. We'll see, the Amaroim have a machlokas alibe de Rabbi Yehuda about a certain case, right? First of all, they have machlokas, what is Rabbi Yehuda's time? And then Abai is going to make a statement, alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. They're all pilpuling according to Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Ravid, how can you say the halacha is like the chachamim? The whole Gemara is pilpuling alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, sounds like the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "V'shema nishtabesh lomar." Maybe the problem was that they were troubled with the different reasons that the Amoraim give. That those reasons seem to be the loke elchasa. So let's think about it. The Ravid says, "L'manda amim min neshein lokeva hakaimelin sukkah diras arayi." If you learn in lokeva, it's based on Rabbi Huda's diras keva be'inan shita. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that sukkah is diras arayi. So if it's diras arai, then we can't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda regarding his diras keva. That's spara seems to be the lokei olchasa. Ulamanda amem imnei shemavida b'davar makabel tumah. The other spara, the mashma daslina basa hamaimid, that's also a problem. Why kashale? They have a problem with that. Why kashale me'ata asah b'rosha ilan o al gabe gamol tepsula sherei mamida b'mechuba b'bali chayim sheimeinam ruyin lesikach. We have Mishnayos that say, let's say you build a sukkah on top of a gomel or on top of an ilan. It's kosher. Ain olam abiyamtiv, but it's kosher. How can it be kosher? Yamamid bedavar hapasal eschach. The gomel is pasal eschach. The elon is pasal eschach. It's mechubal akarka, even though it's gidul akarka, but it's mechubal akarka. So what's the havamina? Right? The Gemara says that it's Eina Re'uya L'Shiva. What do you need the din of Eina Re'uya L'Shiva? Yamamid B'davar Mekabel Tumah. Right? Yamamid B'davar Mekabel Tumah. That's the Rosh's Kasha, right? Remember? That was the same Kasha that the Rosh had. Why do you need the reason of Eina Re'uya L'Shiva? Tepuk Lei. That similar kasha, that sukkah diras keva beinan tepuk lei, that's the reason why it's possible, right? Because it's movable. So he's asking the kasha in the second day. It's the same basic kasha. Why do you need this special reason? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda that sukkah gabi gamel is possible because it's eneru il shiva. We have reasons here. Yamamid al gabi davra possible is chach. Your the sukkah is mikalta. What's going on over here? Alma laws lina basra amaymis. It says the Ravid, I hear your problem. You think there's a problem according to both shitas that it's the loke ilchasa. So that's why you want to pass in like the chachamim. But I don't think there's a problem at all. You just misinterpreted the reasons for both shitas. If you understand it better, then you won't have a problem. So it says the Ravid, I'll explain to you what's going on over here. Velohi, the lamanda amaymine shein lo keva came in the kol shaita tzorech lehu lekari hamita shein im hamita. What's the problem of Ein Lo Keva? The problem is that the sukkah is leaning on the bed. If the sukkah is leaning on the bed, that means that if the bed moves, the sukkah is going to fall down. The sukkah is not strong enough to stand by itself. So there is a halacha that if the sukkah can't stand in a ruach metzuya diyabasha, a ruach metzuya diyam, a normal wind to be found on the sea that's much stronger. But a ruach metzuya diyabasha is not as strong. The halacha is that a mechitza sheni yichol olam of ruach metzuya ain't a mechitza. It's got to be able to stand with a ruach mechitza diyabasha. It says the Ravid, ain lakeva means that if it's being supported by the mita, since the mita can move, when the mita moves, then the sukkah is going to fall down. So that's like a sukkah that can't stand in a ruach metzuya. That's why it's psula. It's not because it's movable. It's not because there aren't 10 tfachim between the mita and the gag. No. It's because it can't stand. It's going to fall down. That's how the Ran interprets the Ravid. He says, he quotes the Ravid and he says that Shalokova ala mita la samchole. You didn't attach it to the bed. You leaned it on the bed. You leaned the sukkah on the bed. What's going to happen if you move the bed? You move the bed, the sukkah falls down. If you attach it to the bed, then it will be okay. According to Manda Amar Ein Lo Keva, because then it's not going anywhere. Even if you move the mita, so the sukkah comes along. We're talking about samchal the mita. You simply leaned it on the bed. You're supporting it with the bed. If you move the bed, then the sukkah is going to fall down. So that's a problem. That's the problem according to the Rav. Not because there aren't 10 tefachim between the mita and the gag. Not because it's not a diras keva, but rather because the sukkah can't stand. It's like Einu Yechol Olam of the Ruach Metzuya. That's his chat in the Manda Amar Ein Lo Keva. The other Manda Amar, we're going to get back to what the Ravid says. But these are the three shittas in the Rishonim about Ein Lo Keva. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, some of the Gosar Bakari, Hamita is Psula. First day in the Amaram is Lefish Ein Lo Keva. What's Pshat? According to Rashi, it's because it's Mitaltal, it's Mul, so it's not a Diras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. The Rosh quotes Yerushalmi, and Tosis as well quotes the Yerushalmi, that Ein Lo Keva means there aren't 10 tefachim between the mita and the gag. And finally, the Ravid says, no, we're talking about a case where some chalamita, you simply are leaning it on the bed, you didn't attach it to the bed, so if the mita moves, then the sukkah is going to fall down. That's called Ein Lo Keva. It's not Yechol Olama. It's Ein Yechol Olama Baruch Matsuya Diyabosha, and that's what's going to be possible. Okay. That's the first sheet. Questions? Now let's look at the second shita. Second shita says what? Rabbi Yehuda holds that some of the kosher bakari hamita is psula because yamamim b'derek mekabel tumah. What does that mean? So the Rabbi continues. The Rabbi says, I'll tell you what it means. Ulamandam and mineshim hamita b'mekabel tumah lo shaholchim achar hamaymin el gzeira shami yisakech bahem omrim ze omei b'ze mamik kamosh ru'yim l'kach ru'yim l'kach. Says the Ravid, Mamida b'davar mekabel tumah, it's not because we follow the Maimid. Not because we follow the maimon. Interesting statement. But rather, what is it? We'll get back to his what it's not. But what is it? Says the Rabbi, the whole thing is gzeira. Mamed the psulim, mamed the kabbalatum, according to the Rabbi, it's gzeira, the Rabbanan. That we're afraid that if you are mamed the schach on something that's posel eschach on davar mekabbalatum, people will think that just like I can use this as a mamed for the schach, I can use it for schach itself. So they'll come to be mesaket with davar mekabbalatum. It's gzeira, the Rabbanan. Me'ikar adin, it's perfectly kosher. We don't follow the maimed. It's not like the maimed redefines the schach. No, there's schach and there's maimed. The maimed is a wall. It's a dofen. But the problem is that if you're going to be maimed the schach with davar mekabel tumah, then people are going to think, oh, I can be mesakech with davar mekabel tumah too. And that's going to be a problem. So that's why, says the Ravid, Rabbi Yehuda claims that if you're somich sekoso v'kari hamita, then it's going to be psula, because they'll think that you can be mesakech with a mita, with a davar mekabel tumah itself. Aval osas zukoso b'rosha ilon o al gabe gomel. He's peddling back to al gabe gomel. Lo gozar v'shem d'lo shchicha ho v'ena ru'il liyomtif. L'olam halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Ravid, according to me, there's no kasha from osas zukoso al gabe gomel. Because osas zukoso al gabe gomel, it's not shchicha to do that. It's a very strange case. So there's no reason for a gzeira. So that's why there's no problem of mame b'davar ha'posel eschach. Mamed b'davar mekabel tumah means that if you support the schach b'davar mekabel tumah, we're afraid, like a gzeira, that people might think that I can be misakeh b'davar mekabel tumah itself. But osu zekoso agabe gamal, I need the new reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the sukkah is psula because it's eina ru'i l'shiva, because that's not a problem of mamed b'davar apostle schach, because that's lo shiach. It's not normal to be misakeh with a gamal. No one would do that. So because no one would do that, then there's no gzeira. There's no gzeira. That's why I need a new tam. Right? So that's the right. Okay, and based on that, the Ravid says, maybe Taka we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. Aye, but the reasons didn't work out. No, I explained to you how the reasons Taka do work out. Aliba de Hilchas. Okay, this is the Ravid Shita. And this sentiment is echoed by the Ran as well. The end of Masnis, the end of Ula Inyan. Ran says that it's based on Gzer. Based on Gzer. The Maschel Ula Inyan. If you look, the first one online is Lo in the old Gemaras. The Ran concludes Hilchach Nakdina Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Kshem Shem is Sakhim B'Davar Mekabel Tumah. Kachem Mamidim Bo. Why? What's the problem with Mamidim B'Davar Mekabel Tumah? Says the Ran Mishung Zer. Shung Zer. The Afal Pisha Achshav Nagu Lismoch Sukos Agabek Solim. Even though we have a minig to be Somich Hasukos Somich Tischach and Solim. What does it mean Solim? On walls, that like walls that you make a house out of, like stone walls that they made their houses out of. Shem isakim b'hem l'kishen gidulo min ha'oretz, and the time of mishem b'lo shchiach l'sakeh v'hiyotzi b'hem. The Ran asks the kasha from Ksolim, just like the Ravid asks the kasha from Sukkah al gabi gomel, and he gives the same answer. If the whole problem of Maimon B'davar Mekabel Tumah is a gzeira, so then the gzeira doesn't apply if it's lo shchiach. Just like it's lo shchiach, it's not normal to make schach out of a gomel, it's not normal to make schach out of stones. Because what happens when you make schach out of stones is that they can hit you in the head. Right? The stones could fall. So no one would do that. It's too heavy. So no one's going to make schach out of stones. So therefore, there's no gzeira. You could be mamed with the stones because there's no gzeira that you might come to be mesakeh. That's the Ran. Okay, so this is one approach to mamed b'davar mekabel tumah. The Ran and the Ravid both say it's a gzeira, the Rabbanan, that we're afraid that if you're married with davar mekabel tumah, you might come to be mesakech with davar mekabel tumah. And immediately they both say that if that's the reason, then in a situation where it's lo shchiach to be mesakech with that item, then you can be married with that item, because we're not afraid it'll lead to you being mesakech with that item. The Bach points out that Rashi disagrees. Rashi understands mamed b'davar mekabel tumah differently. That it's not just the gzeira d'rabbanan, but rather me'ikar adin, if you're mamed b'davar mekabel tumah, it passels the schach. We're holech achar hamamid. Right? That the schach is nikra al shem hamamid. If you're maimid b'davar mekabel tumah, then it's as if the schach is davar mekabel tumah as well. Which Rashi? Who Rashi? Where's the Bach being medayin from? So let's go back to the Gemara and look at the Rashi in the Sugi. What does Rashi say? On Kofalef on the base. Shmamida, that's the second day Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Mimnei Shmamida b'davar mekabel tumah. Ve'aval pish lo lamadnu psul ela l'schach. Even though we only find the psul of davar mekabel tumah for schach, not for defonis. Hol v'ikar shal schach elu mamidin. since the ikaro shel schach, these are being mamid ikaro shel schach, the dover hamamid is mamid ikaro shel schach, the mita is being mamid the schach, haviki ilu sikech v'dover hamekabel tumet, says if you misakech v'dover mekabel tumet mamish. Gevaldike Rashi, loshen of Rashi is very important. It's not just exeri ba'alma. No, it's as if you're misakech v'dover mekabel tumet, if you're mamid v'dover mekabel tumet. What does that mean? That's the pshat in the Ravid that the Ravid rejected, right? It's holech achar hamaimid hadover nikra al shem hamaimid. So the schach is nikra al shem hamaimid. If the maimid is mekabel tuma, then the schach is considered schach. That's mekabel tuma. But the schach isn't mekabel tuma. No, but it's maimid is mekabel tuma. So that shem dover mekabel tuma is superimposed on the schach. We treat it as if the schach is a dover mekabel tuma as well. Okay, that's how the Bach understood Rashi. He goes through all the shittas. The Bach is a good malakit in this area. He goes through all the shittas to explain what Maimon B'Dover Mekabel Tumah is all about. Very important Bach. This is page one. It's in the Tov Reish Chav Tes in Hilchos Sukkah. He starts by quoting the Ran. Avo b'sha'af sh'nog u'lismach ha'sukkah gabi k'solim. Says the Bach on the fourth middle line, the kol zelafi daito shapirish lasham blahamid aschach v'davish emisakim bo ein aschach posel ela midrabanan gzeirah shemayomer zeomid v'zemamek shem shiroi lahamid kach misakim bo. All this in the Ran is only shayach l'shitoso, because he learns that mamim v'davim kabbal tumah is a problem because of the gzeirah. Regarding Tumah V'Tayra, we follow the Maimid always. It's the same thing over here. We're talking Tumah V'Tayra here. So if the Maimid is a Dover Mekabel Tumah, we treat it as though the Schach is a Dover Mekabel Tumah as well. Says the Bach, I think not only is this Rashi Shita, I think the Rosh also holds like this. The Rosh holds that Mamim B'Dover Mekabel Tumah is a problem not because of Gzera, like the Ran and the Ravid, but rather Me'ikra Adin, that the Schach is Nikra al Shem HaMaimid, says Maimid is a Dover Mekabel Tumah, we treat it as if the Schach is Mekabel Tumah as well. From what Rosh? What part of the Rosh? From the Hemshech of the Rosh. The Rosh at the very end, it asks a kasha. He quotes the Yerushalmi of Ein Lokeva, and then he asks a kasha. What kasha? He has the kasha that the Ran is. Mamish, the same kasha. He has the two reasons. Ein lo keva, mamim b'dover mekabel tumah. Two reasons as to why Rabbi Yehuda apostle. So what does he say? Koshali, he says, l'taima de mamid b'dover mekabel tumah. Nimsikech amachitzas avonim tiyah psula hol v'hem en asah b'dover shen gedula min ha'aretz. If Rabbi Yehuda holds some of the gospel of Kari Amita is psula because mamid b'dover mekabel tumah, then what should come out is that I can't be mamid the schach on mechitzah savonim. Okay, so I can't be mamid the schach on mechitzah savonim. What's the problem? The Rosh is clearly troubled because the minig was to do that. The minig was, they didn't have so much material, so they had a mechitzah of avonim, and they put the schach on top of the avonim. So it says the Rosh, if you hold Rabbi Yehuda apostles in the case in our Mishnah because mamid the mekabel tumah, so that means that you can't be mamid b'davar apostle the schach. So then it should be that you can't be mamed the schach on the mechitzah savanim as well. And he leaves it b'tzarachiyah. What's the answer according to the Rosh? The answer is that's not the real reason. Right? Rabbi Huda really passes some of because of Kari Amita, not because of mamed dar mekabel tumah, but rather why? Why? Ain lokeva. He's using the other reason of the Gemara. That's the Rosh. The Rosh quotes to Yerushalmi, and he says, Ein lo keva, and he says he thinks that reason is right. You see it from the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says they will mishal shlim mitosei and derech halonoseim. They would put the mitas down from the halonos, build the sukkah around the mita, and they pass out the things from the window. How could they do that? But it's mamid b'dover mekabel tumah. No, the answer is that's not the reason Rabbi Yehuda passed. Right? Rabbi Yehuda passed because of Ein Lo Keva, and the mitzvah of the Yerushalmi was Yesh Lo Keva. It was 10 Tfachim. So it's 10 Tfachim, it's okay. It's Ma'amid Dover Kamal Tumah. No, Ma'amid Dover Kamal Tumah is not a problem. And my raya says the Rosh Hamamid Dabar Kabbal Tumah is not a problem, is because if it were a problem, then we couldn't be Mamid the Schach on top of a Kosel Avon. And we do that. So clearly, Mamid Dabar Kabbal Tumah is not an issue. Frag de Bach, what's the problem? What's the Rosh's Kasha? What's the answer to the Rosh's Kasha? Yeah. It's only Gzeira, right? Like the Ran and the Raven. If it's only Gzeira, no one's going to make the Schach out of Avonim. So, of course, you can be Mabed on a coastal Avonim because we're not afraid it'll turn into Schach. Simple answer. For the Rosh is Kasha. What does the Rosh leave it B'tzarachin? And because of that, he holds Rabbi Yehuda really passeled for the other reason? For Ein Lokeva? Why? Just answer. Rabbi Yehuda really passeled because it's Mabed B'dar B'kabal Torah, but he says it's Gzeira and it's only Shayach if it's Shriach, that you might be misakich with that item. But the coastal Avonim, it's not Shriach to be misakich with Avonim, so there's no problem. Dr. Bach, what do you see from the Rosh? You see from the Rosh that Mamre B'dar B'Kabbal Tumah is not because of a Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira. It's Meikar Adin, like Rashi, that if you're Mamre B'dar B'Kabbal Tumah, it's as if the Schach is Dover B'Kabbal Tumah as well. Right? Akol Holech Achar Hamamid. The Schach is Nikra Al Shem Hamamid. Just like in Hilchus Tumah V'Tara, so too by Schach. So if the Mamid is Mekabel Tumah, we treat the Schach as though it's Mekabel Tumah. And that's why it's possible. So it doesn't matter that it's not Shchiach to use Avonim as Schach. The fact is, if you're Mamid the Schach on the Avonim, then it's as if your Schach is as possible as the Avonim are. That's why it's possible. Right? That's why it should be possible. That's why the Rosh was troubled. If you hold the real reason is Mamid B'dar B'Kabbal Tumah, then Taka Akin Evi Mesakecha Mechitzas Avonim. Because if the Schach is Nikar Shem HaMaimid, then it should be as bad, it should be as possible as the Kosel Avonim. But says the Rosh, obviously Rabbi Yehuda didn't possible because of Mamid B'dar B'Kabbal Tumah. He only possible because of Ein Lo Keva. As long as you have Keva, as long as you have 10 Tfachim between the Mita and the Schach, you're okay. So up to Bach, you see, Amachogus Rishonim, Chogus the Ran and the Raven on the one hand, Rashi and the Rosh on the other hand, what does Mamid B'dar B'Kabbal Tumah mean? What is the nature of the psul? What's the reason for the psul? The Ran and the Raven learn it's because of Gzeira. Gzeira, that if you're Mamid B'dar HaPosel L'Schach, then you might come to be Mesakech with that as well. And therefore, if it's Lo Shchiyah, there's no problem, there's no Gzeira. And Rashi and the Rosh say, no, Me'ikra Adin, the Schach is Nikra Al Shem HaMaimid. So if the Maimid is a Dover Mekabel Tumah, then we treat it as if the Schach is a Dover Mekabel Tumah as well. So even if there is no reason for Gzeira, even if it's not Shchiyah to be Mesakech with the Maimid, doesn't matter. Once it's Maimid the Schach, then the Schach takes on the characteristics, the qualities of the Maimid. So if the Maimid is possible for Schach, then the Schach is going to be possible as well. Yes?
The Karban Sanal says this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Karban Sanal points this out. Karban Sanal says the whole Kasha of the Rosh is based on the fact that he's arguing with the Ran. If you learn like the Ran, then you have a simple answer, because since it's Lo Shchiyah, there's no problem. So he says, obviously, the Rosh is learning like Rashi.
He leaves out the
Ran. Right, he leaves out the Ran, but he mentions the Ran. He says, Rabbeinu, severely, to be Dina Osek, Moshe Gosev Rashi. Mamash, the Karban Sanal puts it together. The Karban Sanal and the Bach are coming from the same school of thought. Right? They're putting everything together. That's the whole Shtickle Toyo. But there are two approaches. Nafkamina, let's say, it's not Shchiyah to be Mesakech with the Maimed, is there still going to be a problem of Maimed B'dav HaPosel L'Schar, B'dav Mekabel Tumah? Okay. So from the Rosh and the Ran, you get the impression that the psul of Maimid applies not only to Dover Mekabel Tumah, it applies to all psul Yischach. We keep on saying Maimid B'Dover Mekabel Tumah, but the emes is their case is not just Dover Mekabel Tumah. Which example do they mention that's not Mekabel Tumah? Maimid in something with something that's not Mekabel Tumah, and yet it's possible for Schach. Behema, Avonim, right? They talk about Avonim, right? Avonim is certainly not Mekabel Tumah, right? Avonim not Mekabel Tumah, but they're possible for Schach. It's interesting. The kasha of the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh doesn't answer the kasha. The Ran does answer the kasha. But they're clearly assuming Mamid B'Dover Mekabel Tumah. It's not limited to Dover Mekabel Tumah. It's Mamid B'Dover HaPosel L'Schach. Right? It's clear that that's what they're assuming. So how are they going to answer the Mishnah Daf Yudais? How do they answer the Mishnah Daf? What does the Mishnah say? The end of the Mishnah Daf Yabei says what? The kulon ksherin ladfanas. All of these things are kosher for the fanas. All of what things? The Mishnah there is actually talking about chavilos, chavile kash, chavile etzim, chavile zrodim. You have a bundle. You throw the bundle. They used to throw bundles on top of a sukkah to dry out. So let's say you throw a bundle on top of the sukkah, but you throw it up for schach, not to dry out. If you throw it up to dry out, you didn't throw it up for sale, for shade, then it's possible for schach. But let's say you threw it up for schach. So the Mishnah says that the Chacham made a gzeira of chavila, that we're afraid that you can't use any chavila because we're afraid maybe you'll throw it up to dry and not for schach. Right, so the only way that you can use the chavila is if you untie it, then it's not a chavila anymore, then the gzeira doesn't apply. But if it's still a chavila, even though you threw it up to be schach, that we're afraid that someone might throw it up not to be schach, someone might throw it up to dry, and that's possible schach, because the first halach of schach is that it has to be put up l'shem tzel, has to be put up for shade. So if you put it up to dry, it's not going to be good. Says the Mishnah, but they're all kosher for the funds. All is kosher for the funds. What do you mean all? So Rashi actually says that all means all the psulim that we mentioned about tzach, not just the chavilas, but the psulim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah too. The Mishnah that Yud Aleph Amid Aleph talks about en gidulim in haaretz, mekabel tumah, all these psulim that are kosher for the funds. Not just chavilim. All the psulim. What's the problem? The problem is that if you tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds that some is the cause of Bekari Amitas Psula because it's Dov Makabal Tuma, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that you can't make the funnels out of metal? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying you can't make the funnels out of metal because your mama Dov Makabal Tuma? So how do you understand the Mishnah on Daf Yabez and Aleph? It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with that Mishnah. They didn't quote Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, so what's going on? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't make, according to the second day in the Amoraim, you can't make the funnas out of Dov Makabal Tumah because you'll be mamet the schach of Dov Makabal Tumah. So how can the Mishnah of Yabei say that everything is kosher for the funnas? It's poshut not true. You can't be mamet the schach of Dov Makabal Tumah. What's going on over here? So the Rishonim have two answers to this kasha. The Ran says a tremendous chiddush. The Ran says, you know what the Mishnah is talking about on Dov Yabei? Mishnah must be talking about where you made the funnas out of Dvarim HaMakabim Tumah, but they're not supporting the Schach. They're not actually supporting the Schach. What's supporting the Schach isn't Makabim Tumah. You have some kind of a wooden structure that's supporting the Schach. You got your Schach over there. But it's not strong enough, somehow it's not going to work as a dofen. It's not going to work as a dofen, made in such a way that it can't serve as a dofen. So you have the funnels on the outside that are going to be made out of, I don't know, avonim, they're going to be made out of metal or something. That's going to be your dofen, but not the structure. The structure that's actually supporting the schach, that's a wooden structure. But that structure, for some reason, is not, it's completely open. It's completely open, and it's not going to, it can't work. Can't work as a, I mean, it's a tzuras ha-pesach, let's say, right? It's like completely, if you want to look at it, a side view, completely open. Completely open, that can't serve as a dofen. Right, we assume that a Tzuras HaPesach does not work by Sukkah. The Ran talks about this. We had it at the beginning of the year. So you have metal that's filling up the area, that's serving as a dome, but the metal is not actually supporting the Schach. That's the case. But the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis is talking about that everything is kosher for the Fanos if it's only serving as the Fanos, but if it's supporting the Schach, then it's not going to be possible. A big chiddush in how to learn the Mishnah. Because you would have thought that the Fanos are what's supporting the Schach. But says the Ran, it can't be, because then Mamad B'Dav Makabal Tumah would be a problem according to the Amorah. That's one answer to the Mishnah. The Ritva offers a different answer to the Mishnah. The Ritva says, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Mishnah is only talking about the Chavilas. Against Rashi. Right? Rashi would give the answer of Ran. Rashi would say that everything is kosher for the funds. Not only the chavilas, but even metal, everything we've said, all the psul, it's not the kosher for the fanas. So I don't understand. Mamim dar makabal tumah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a problem. So how does this Mishnah work? The answer is, we're talking about that you're not being mamid with the dofen. You're being mamid with something that's kosher, but that item that's kosher can't serve as the dofen because it's not a full dofen. So you fill up the dofen with a dover that's possible for schach. But comes the Ritva and suggests a different answer. That maybe the chulon in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis, doesn't mean kulon all the psulei schach. It means the chavilas. That's a gzeirah d'rabbana. Chavil is a gzeirah d'rabbana. Says the Ritva, if you're only talking about a psul of schach, that's a gzeirah d'rabbana, that will not be a problem of mamre b'davar mekabel tumah. Why not? Help me. Why not? That should depend on the shaila that we mentioned. Right? According to the Ran and the Ravid, if the whole problem of mamre b'davar mekabel tumah is what? Gzeirah. So zog the Ritva. Gzeirah, exactly. If the psul schach is only because of gzeirah schavila, then the whole thing is gzeirah l'gzeirah. We never make a gzeirah l'gzeirah, so therefore it's going to be kosher. Perush says the Ritva on Dibur Masal V'Chad. What does it mean? Lefisha Maru Dar Makabel Tumah. Perush who posel eschach gezera shem yovel eschach bo. A third shita, right? The Ran, the Ravid, Ritva too. That the psul of Maru Dar Makabel Tumah is not meikar adin like the Rosh and Rashi, but rather it's a gzera that you might come to be mesakech with the item. V'hodet nan v'kulam ksheros ladefanos says the Ritva. How can everything be kosher for the defanos? Are the b'shein eschach homed samach bahen? First teretz, like the Ran, that the schach is not actually being supported by the dofen. Nami the kol she'ini sura l'schach elam gzera d'rabbana k'no chavilin lo gozu bo smicho gzera l'gzera hi kein nirali. The Ritva says, I think the second pshat is even more mistaken, that there we're talking only about the gzera chavila, not about all the psule schach. It's only gzera chavila, then we understand it's gzera l'gzera to pasul, because the whole psul of Ma'amid or Mekabel Tumah is a gzera shem yevel l'sakech bo. So if the psul tzach that you're talking about is gzera chavila, right, if we're talking about chavila, so then you're allowed to use a chavila as a dofen. Aye, but you might come to me m'sakech bo. No, it's a gzera l'gzera. The whole psul, even if you are m'sakech with the chavila, it's only a gzera that you might come to me m'sakech with the chavila that you put up to be miyabesh, right, that you put up to dry out and not as sale. Right, the whole thing is a gzeira. So if it's only a gzeira that you're not allowed to be misagel with a chavila, then you're allowed to use the chavila as a dolphin because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira is not a problem because the whole psul of Ma'amid Dharma Kambot is only a gzeira to begin. Okay. Questions? Okay. So this is the basic sukkah. What do we have over here? Let's summarize. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. What the din is, Yitzomech the Sukkah Bekare Hamita is a Ksheira Psula. Then we have a Machlokas Amarayim Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, why it's possible, whether it's Ein Lokeva or it's Mamim Darva Kabotam. This is the Sukkah. Different ways of interpreting the different Shittas. So the question is, how does this filter down to us, Lemaisa? How do we pass in Lemaisa? Yeah. Now that's what we want to figure out. It's a beautiful Sukkah, but does it relate Lemaisa to us? Is there some kind of a problem of being Mamim Darva Kabotam? That's the shaila of the canvas sukkahs, right? The canvas sukkahs. Is there a problem with putting the schach directly on top of the mat? So the shaila really is, how do we paskin? So how do you think we should paskin over here? If you were to open up the sugya, how would you paskin? So at first glance, I'd say paskin like the chacham, like the tanakama. Yochav v'rab malach like the rabbim. You normally paskin like the rabbim. So the problem is the riff. Really all starts with the Rif. The Gemara has one final comment over here. Let's see this Gemara as well. Omar Abaye, lo shanu el samach, abo sikech agav amita kshev. Abaye says that the problem, right, somach zekosu bekari hamita, that's somach bekari hamita. But sikech agav amita is kshev. Okay? What does that mean? We'll see. Says Abaye, is somos because of a carry amita is psula, but sika chagav amita is ksheira. My timer lamanda amar levishen lakeva reyesh lakeva lamanda amar mevishem amita v'dar mekabel tumah harei ema amita v'dar mekabel tumah. Abaye basically says that sika chagav amita is ksheira because there's no problem according to anyone. You're not being mamid v'dar mekabel tumah, and it's yesh lakeva. What's the case? What is he saying? What do the words mean? So big machlokas we've shown him what he means. Let's look at Rashi. Let's just explain simply. Says Rashi, "Avol sikach al hamita, v'lo samach hasikach b'kra'ayin, ela agabe yisedos. Avol kol dofni asuka einon ela mitos mishloshet stodim." Says Rashi, "What's the case? The case is that you didn't put the schach on top of the mita. The case that we had over here, you didn't put the schach on top of the mita. You put the schach on yisedos, which are not mekabel tuma. They're wooden. So what's being mamed your schach is a davar habkosh l'schach." And it's firmly implanted in the ground, so zok dabai, that's not a problem, because if it's firmly implanted in the ground, it's yesh lo keva. And if it's not mekabel tuma, so then it's not mamed b'davar mekabel tuma. Your mita is mekabel tuma, but you're not mamed d'schach b'davar mekabel tuma. So what's the mita? What does that have to do with the mita? The answer is the mita is the dofen. There are mitas all around. The mita's all around, but you're not actually being somech on the mita. Big chiddush, right? The Loshon HaBaya has is Loshon HaBaya Samach HaBasikach Al Gav HaMita. What does it mean Al Gav HaMita? He doesn't mean you're being Mesakech on the Mita. No, he means you're being Mesakech around the Mita. Right? The Mitas are all around you. Right? You have your structure, which is eights, right? It's not Mekabel Tuma. And then you have Mitas all around. Mitas. So the Mitas are going to be the defunus, but they're not actually being somech the schach. According to that, Rabbi Huda, right? Rabbi Huda is going to be machsha because there's no problem. It's not ma'arid of mekabel tuma, and it's not ein lokeva. It's yesh lokeva because it's firmly implanted in the ground. Abai, and the Rif quotes Abai. That quotation, that citation of Abai, sent shockwaves through the Rishon. Right? The Rif quotes Abai. So who cares? What does that matter? The Rif quotes Abai. Amar Abai, Lashon Lesamach, Havasikach, Hakav Amita, Ksheir. Zok the Baal Amor. What's significant about this Rif? The Nir Midvar, Shaloch HaKreb Huda. Sounds like he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Because if he quotes Abai, whose Shokil Vittori Alibid Rabbi Yehuda must be halachas to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if not, what's he quoting Abai for? Just passing like the Chachamim, and then this is completely irrelevant. Abai is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. If quotes Abai, sounds like he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Baal Amor, V'li nirash halacha k'dere Chachamim. I think he's dead wrong. I think the halacha is like the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda is nice, but he's a Yochid. Yochid Ram, halacha k'ram. Why not pass like the Chacham? I think the Rif is incorrect, says the Baal Amor. And that's the machlokas, the Rif and the Baal Amor. So all the other Rishonim, the Ravid and his Hasogas on the Baal Amor, the Ramban and the Muhammad Hashem, the Ran, they all support the Rif. Right? They're all Mamid the Rif, if you will. Right? They all support the Rif against the Baal Amor, and they claim Halacha Kareb Yehuda, like the Rif. Halacha Kareb Yehuda. The Rosh also says Halacha Kareb Yehuda, like the Rif. Against the Baal Amor. But the Rishonim have a machlokas as to what the real reason is, according to the Rif. See, we have two reasons I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. Is the reason Ein Lokeva, or is the reason Mamed Dar Mekabel Tuma? Rov Rishonim say that the reason is Mamed Dar Mekabel Tuma. That's the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Ran. They say the Rif paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the second reason I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda, that Samos Zekosu Bekari Hamita is Psula because it's Mamed Dar Mekabel Tuma. But the Rosh says no. The Rosh that we quoted cites the Yerushalmi. It says, from the Yerushalmi you see that Ma'arid Dar Mekabel Tuma is not the reason. And I'll bring you a raya, says the Rosh, because if it were the reason, then how can we be Mesakech on a Kosel Avonim? Right? That's the Rosh's Kasha. So the Rosh says, I think the other reason is correct. Ein lo keva. Ein lo keva. Both Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, they're passing like the Rif, Halacha is Kerebbe Yehuda, but for different reasons. Some say because Ma'arid Dar Mekabel Tuma, the Rosh says no, because of Ein Lokev. But the Baal Amor throws the whole thing out, and he says, I think the Rif is incorrect. Yochid Ram, Alocha Gram, let's pass him like the Chachamim. What does the Rambam have? Reb Chaim pointed out, if you look at the Rambam, you find something very interesting. What do you find? Nothing. Right? The Rambam doesn't quote this din. Right? He doesn't quote the whole Mishnah. So it sounds like the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Mishnah. He holds that it's kosher. I'd have to quote the halacha. It's the holding is kosher. He paskin like the Chachamim, the Rambam. Why does he paskin like the Chachamim? So one reason could be Yochid Rav Malacha Kirabin. Same basic reason we gave for the Baal Amor. The other way to look at it is maybe the Rambam holds. The reason why we don't paskin like the Mishnah is because Rabbi Yehuda might claim Samos Zekosu Bekari Hamita is Psula because of Ein Lo Keva. Because Rabbi Yehuda Al Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Do we pass in Diras Keva Be'ina? No. Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso Diras Keva Be'ina. The Rambam says that we don't pass in Diras Keva. So we don't pass in Diras Keva, then we don't pass in like him. It's Pashut. We should pass in like the Chacham, and that's it. Machlokas the Baal Amor and the Rambam on the one hand, whether we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda or not. And then even within the Rishon, or even within the Riv, the Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the question is, do we Paskin like the Svara that Mamre B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is going to be a problem? Well, so tomorrow we're going to have to figure out, how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Is the Shulchan Aruch concerned about this din of Mamre B'Davar Mekabel Tumah? Right? Does he take the Balamor and the Rambam's approach, or does he take the other approach? And even if he takes the approach of the Rebbe, which time of Rebbe Yehuda does he take significantly? But before we close, let's just add one more point. Reb Chaim brought a very interesting raya to the Rambam. I want to share this with you because some of the Talmidim mentioned this at the beginning of the year. With this, we'll close. The first sugya that Beza and Aleph talks about what? The Machlokes Tanakama Rebbe Yehuda, where the Sukkah Lamala Me'esim Am is Psula or not, right? Sukkah that's taller than 20 amas is a puzzle on that. So we hold it's psula, it's the Tanakhama. So why is it puzzle? So there's been reasons given. So what does Rava say? Diras arai be'ina. Sukkah has to be a diras arai. That means it has to be made in such a way that it can be temporary. If it's built taller than 20 amas, you can't make that temporary. It's got to be strong, because if not, the whole thing's going to fall down. That's Rava. Rav Amar Mehalchav Asukos Teshuvas Shavas Yamim Amar Torah Kol Shavas Yamim Tzemi Diras Keva Shev Diras Arai. So Ad Esim Amar the Mosad Diraso Diras Arai Lamal Me Esim Amar Ena the Mosad Diraso Diras Arai Ela Diras Keva. So Amar Le Abai Es the Kasha and Rav like this. Ela Meyata Osa Mechitza Shel Barzel Mechitza Shel Barzel Vesika Chalgabon Hachanamid Lavi Sukkah. But you tell me that the Sukkah has to be Arai. So then if you make a Sukkah out of metal walls, it should be a problem. It's a diras kavah, that should be a problem. So to that, Rava answers, no, you misunderstood me. The sukkah doesn't have to be arai, it has to have the potential to be arai. If it's taller than 20 amas, it doesn't have the potential. But if you make it less than 20 amas, even if you make it really, really strong, even if you make it out of mechitza shel barzel, it's still going to be kosher. That's Rava. Mechitza shel barzel? How can you make the sukkah out of mechitza shel barzel? Isn't that mame b'davar mekabel tumah? I know there's a lot of water under the bridge. We got to get up to chafala from the base to see that. But once you reach chafala from the base, pedal back to the base. Zokter Chaim, don't you see clearly from the Gemara that you can be mame b'sach on a davar hamekabel tumah? A raya to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam was mashmit the whole din. He left it out because from the base on the olive, it sounds like mechitza shel barzel kosher. As long as it's below 20 amas, mechitza shel barzel, ataka kosher for the funnels. Even though mistama, you're being mamid the schach on those mechitza shel barzel, right? Wrong. Says the Bach, what's the raya? The answer is, your mechitza shel barzel are your defunnels, but who says you're being mamid the schach on those mechitzas? Maybe you're being mamid on some other structure that is not mekabel tumah. Right, or that is gidulo minakarka. Right, just like we answered before. Right, just like Rashi had pshat in the Gemara. Abai is lo shanu besomach avosika chagav amitas. Okay, what does that mean? That means that you have a structure. It's not makabel tumah. That's kosher l'schach, and you mame l'schach on that. But the mitas are serving as the defunas. Since stuff is el bazach, and that beis claims the Bach. Right? On that base, we're talking about this strange scenario that your mechitzas and mechitzas are barzel, but they're not supporting the schachas and a chanami. Maybe mamre b'davar mekabel tumah is a problem. So the only way that mechitzas are barzel are going to be kosher is if they're serving as mechitzas, but they're not actually somech, they're not mamre the schach. You have another structure that's made of wood that's being somech the schach. So it's not necessarily a raya to the Rambam that mamre b'davar mekabel tumah is not going to be a problem. Okay, these are some of the makoros, some of the basic makoros, some of the basic rishonim that discuss this issue, whether Mame B'davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem in the Schach or not. Tomorrow we'll have to look at the Shach, we'll have to look at the Shulchan Aruch, we'll have to look at the Magen Avram, to see how Lemaisa, the Poskim actually Paskin, is there a problem of Mame B'davar Mekabel Tumah in the Schach, or perhaps there's no problem at all.